thanks, Eyong, and I mean, thanks to be here. It's Friday morning, I mean early, so I hope that I can still wake up in time, because I need some time to, with a jet lag. And I tried to make a review type talk, so I would like to somehow apologize. I mean, maybe I should have made it on the board to show the technical details. But if you have a question about one aspect, I would be happy to solve the question on the board. So, I mean, what I plan to do is to talk about two things linked with the Onecomb lattice. And one is the idea that we can realize topological phases, say, through the Ken-Mele type model. And we will look at that interaction effects in link with some material, the 2D, the iridate class, and Eyong wrote a nice review on more the chemistry aspect, how you can build this type of model, that I will talk about. And then I will shift to what we heard about the idea that we can have the deep plus ID superconducting state on the Onecomb lattice. And what I will do is start from graphene and strong interaction and show that we can have a priori a two type of deep plus ID ground state. And this is maybe linked with new materials that appear, spin half copper material on Onecomb lattice. So, of course, I should thank many young partners in the team, but what I will talk about is some aspect of the PhD result by Tianan Liu, the first part, and then I will move to a new thing about the D plus ID state, because there are things that I will not have time to talk about during the workshop. So I start with very simple thing. We call a topological state of matter. I start from the Itinéon side. So we want to have a state of matter where we have a balloon band and the conduction band, and we are traveling, and the chemical potential lie between the two bands. So we have a gap. And one idea is how can we realize a two copy of so-called quantum Hall state, where spin up would see a field that goes along the plus Z axis, and spin down state goes along the minus P axis. And one idea that was very nice from many people and Ken Mele is we can use the atomic spin orbit coupling to mimic this kind of phases. So the Hamiltonian, that came somehow from so-called Duncan Holden a long time ago. Now we have two so-called copies. So we have, the so-called graphene lattices. We have the light blue sublattice and big blue sublattice. And if we just hop from light blue to big blue, we get the Dirac cone. But now, if we so-called engineer kind of a spin orbit, so here it's one particular type. It's a so-called atomic, so here is a Z coupling, that atom spin space, and this plays the role of the orbital sector. When you hop from this big blue site I to this big blue site J, which are second nearest neighbor. And here it's one particular class of coupling. You can write it in a so-called Nambu form, where here you have the Pauli so-called matrix for spin and this so-called Tauzi act on the sublattice space. And if you solve the dense structure, as soon as you get a small spin orbital coupling, so here you need that this number is purely complex. So it's a kind of so-called pi half phase if you hop from here to here. And when you just finish the loop here, you get a 3 pi half. But if you are on one so-called unit cell, you don't have flux at all. So it's kind of so-called problem where you don't get a net flux on one so-called cell, but still you get some so-called local loop fluxes here. And so you just open a gap at the Dirac point. And when you get the spin orbital coupling like this, you see that when you solve things on a small so-called rebound, you get two edge modes. One that move with spin up like this, and one that move with spin down like that. So this is called the Cramer's pair. And I mean, you can show by very deep argument that this pair is so-called really so-called protected by some Z2 so-called topological number. So this has attracted many so-called groups linked with so-called various material. Of course, you cannot do that on so-called graphene because, I mean, the carbon is light. But now it has been some nicer ideas to make a bridge between that point model and so-called real materials that I will talk about. But if you look with, say, for example, a cold atom or so-called photon system, I mean, they have built in a lab that model. So, I mean, you can really play with that toy model in so-called various contexts. Now, if we add the Hubbard term, so what we want to do, so we have this phase, we have this state of so-called matter, I mean, the Kennedy or the quantum spinal phase, and we want to know how this phase will react with Hubbard term. And this is a work that we did first with Stefan Harrer a few years ago. So here is a so-called phase diagram that that we had from this so-called cluster DMFT approach, and this is a phase diagram which is very similar from, so-called Assas group with QMC. The main point, so here I just show, the phase diagram, and then I will explain a little more. So if we, just have the graphene at half inning, so we are here, no so-called spin orbital coupling. At weak U, you can do RG arguments and show that the so-called Dirac cone are really stable. So then you get this, the semi so-called metallic phase. And then at some point you get a motor transition because you are traveling. And it's a whole so-called problem. Can you get, so at large U, you have, one particle per site. It's one so-called bipartite lattice, so you get an L order here. But in so-called between, it's a harder problem, and it really depends on the type of so-called model you have. But if you just look at Hubbard, a priori, we found with that approaches that maybe above the motor transition, you may have some so-called remnant of so-called non-ordered phase. But I must argue that with these approaches, it's hard to really tackle locally the so-called motor transition. And now we look more carefully, and some group have so-called look at that, and just for Hubbard model, this phase is so-called not here. But as I will show later, for J1, J2 model, you can have this phase. Now, if we look at the Ken-Mealy problem, so we had the so-called spin orbital coupling, and we had U. at a very general level, you can show that, I mean, the Kenmele phase is so-called really stable for a large range of u. And then you turn the Knell order into the xy plane. So you get xy order. Now, if you ask me, I mean, what is the phase transition? So if you fix the spin orbital coupling, I mean, you can solve things on a long so-called cylinder. I mean, you can find the bulk so-called valence band and the so-called conduction band and find the edge mode. So when you are still in a so-called Kenmele phase, I mean, you find the two nice, very nice pair, I mean, the Cramer's pair. And now you approach the so-called transition, you don't close the gap in the bulk. So here, you don't close the single particle gap. But you lose the edge mode. So you turn the topological phase into kind of a mode phase where you lose the edge mode. And so, I mean, this now we have ways to really tackle this this point of view. Now, if you ask me why do you lose the edge mode, okay? I mean, we can do a very simple argument. We are in a 2D, we look at the edge. So we have the spin up, so it's like a 1D model on an edge. You have the right particle with the spin up and the left particle with the spin down. Now they move with the speed Vf. Now you can show that because so-called white particle has just a spin up and not a so-called spin down, this state is so-called really so-called protected against the disorder. Now, if we add the U term, the so-called Abarth term, you can do a very simple argument where you just so-called mean field decouple this term. And you see that when you reach the xy order, into, I mean, the mod phase, then this gives you the so-called sine Gordon term like this. And this opens a charge gap, I mean, right at the edge. So, I mean, the main so-called message is when you just enter, I mean, the mod phase, here, you don't close the so-called single so-called particle gap, but you lose the so-called edge mode immediately. Okay? So, I mean, this is clear at this point? Okay. Now, I mean, just a note on so-called field theory, so-called point of view for those who like. I mean, we can really capture the mode so-called transition. I mean, we are used to, I mean, apply some tools, and here, I mean, it's nicer to apply, I mean, this late so-called rotor theory, where we map the so-called fermion onto charge so-called sectors, so phases here, and spin F fermion. And the good news is, I mean, you can write the upper term in a very so-called simple form. With a rotor. And if you write the L so-called rotor variable into the phase variable, here you get one over u square here. And at weak u, it just tells you that the phase would really favor some so-called superfluid for that phase where the phase is time independent and space independent. So for that phase, I mean, you can fix the phase to say, for example, zero, and C equal F. So you can just so-called forget about the U, but the U should affect the H theory. I mean, you can really show that it changes the speed of this mode, but if you look at the bulk, I mean, you can simply circle forget about the use, and then the theory has the same so-called spectrum as so-called before. So, but then the main so-called question is, I mean, what happens if you reach the mode so-called transition? So at some point, if you increase U, I mean, you can gap the charge more. And if you just do some so-called mean field, so-called solution, you find that a priori, you could find a new phase of so-called matter. I mean, the TMI phase that has, that was first so-called proposed by Léon, so-called Balance, and Dima Pessin, where essentially the charge is in a mode phase, and the F fermion act, I mean, yield the same so-called band so-called structure as the free fermion, so-called Kenmele model. So then there are, if you look so-called more so-called carefully, in red would be the so-called artery fork line for x, y order in so-called two dimension, or three dimension, I mean they are not far. But then so-called the main so-called question is, where should we expect this phase, and the so-called TMI phase? If you do the so-called numerical so-called calculation, you don't see, I mean, that phase. And I mean, not in two dimensions. And so-called, why is that? Because in so-called two dimensions, I mean, you can use a very so-called general argument for, I mean, the Kenmele problem. I mean, the Kenmele gap for the spin so-called sector is of that type. So I just use the mean field so-called decoupling of that so-called model here. And the point is that if you look at so-called monopole of this so-called U1 gate series, here if you have a two-pi flux kind of so-called vortex that you put in, then it's equivalent because of that so-called structure, and here you get the minus sign, it's equivalent to create one so-called spin-up, so-called spin-on, and so-called deplete, I mean, one spin-down, so-called spin-on. Now, so, I mean, the main so-called message is, here we tie the so-called monopole, so-called confinement in a 2 plus 1 so-called dimension with the XY order. So as the gate field here have a so-called Maxwell action. And if you look at the so-called monopole, so-called propagator, here it's a so-called long wave in 2D. And therefore they are ordered. And this implies so-called immediately because of that action that you get this XY order in two dimension. So, I mean, the main point is that in two dimension, I mean, don't get the face here, but you just get this so-called face, so-called diagram. So here you get the Kenmele phase, and then you get this XY order, okay? So, I mean, this is all clear, yes? Okay. Now, of course, we are far from so-called real so-called material, maybe. So it has been some very nice work here, where we can maybe go on and ask what happened if we don't use the spin orbit so-called coupling, just the sigma z type, but we use the Kitaev type. So here it means that we say that if we use this bond, here the so-called matrix would be the X so-called component here. If I use this bond, I mean the matrix would be the Y so-called component. And if I use the green bond, it's the Z so-called component. You can still solve that so-called model, and you find the same thing as the Kenmele model. it's so-called more complicated because, I mean, the so-called structure of each mode depends on the so-called direction where you cut the sample. If you cut the sample in the x direction, I mean, you would be, I mean, the polarization, which is x. If you cut it in y, it's y, and in z, it's z. Now we look in this work, we look at, I mean, what happens if you reach the mode so-called transition for that problem. And we just wanted to know if, I mean, the fact that you get a more so-called complicated term here, I mean, would allow to have some so-called spin, so-called liquid phase, I mean, just above the mode so-called transition. And what we found is, I mean, the critical U to so-called reach the multiple transition is the same as for the Kenmele so-called problem. But now we had to put some, I mean, the things that I talk about here, so-called does not work. So we so-called spend a long time to so-called think about the monopole here. And what we did is so-called just to put one and two so-called monopole and look how the spin so-called polarization react. And so say that you so-called just put a 2-pi flux here and we look at, say, this blue side here. And what we found is that if you put a 2-pi flux, now you get some spin so-called texture, so-called that appear. I mean, you get some so-called SZ so-called component here, and the so-called other so-called component become smaller and smaller if you just increase the spin of the complement. But still, it's still an open question. I mean, so here is the phase so-called diagram that we had for, I mean, that code model here. So from that work, it's still an open so-called question if, I mean, you can get a spin so-called liquid for that model above the mode so-called transition. Because here we just solve one or two so-called monopoles and we could not really argue, I mean, what happened for the if you have an array of these so-called monopoles. But the phase so-called diagram that we found is so we still have a kind of so-called quantum spinor phase here. We have net order here, and here we have it. So we have some spin so-called texture, I mean, that appear. And here we found a new kind of so-called spiral order that I will explain. So it's a very huge so-called unit cell here. So maybe there are some link with the 2D so-called iridate class. I mean, this so-called compound, the alpha type, shows some so-called zigzag order that I will talk next. But if you look at this so-called lithium type, maybe there are some type of order, but here, I mean, the type of order we found is very so-called complicated. I will show it in one slide. So if you are in a, so this is in a 2D. If you are in a 3D, of course, here, I mean, you can have the topological mode phase here. I mean, you can have many nice things above. And I mean, here, in a link with the spin ice, I mean, you can have some so-called spin liquid phase as well. But in 2D, it's still hard to show so-called rigorously that, I mean, you can have a spin so-called liquid for just the Abadieu term. It was this work by Rug and Fitter, where they claim that, I mean, you can find a spin liquid phase here, but their approach was more based on the Z2 type of approach. Okay, now if we go back to the so-called sodium iridate, a priori, one thing that we should stress is if we use, the Schrieffer-Wolf circular transformation with this type of Hamiltonian. So here we put, for that model, we put the spin orbit circular coupling term on the second nearest neighbor. So here it gives kind of a G2, circular G2 term, which is anisotropic and circular just a couple of the second nearest neighbor. But if you use a different circular version where you would simply couple the first nearest neighbor, then you can get this beautiful so-called Kitaev-Eisenberg so-called model. And now it is well known from George Work and Young, and we will have many talks next week on this. Now you have a so-called zoology of so-called phases that we can have. But if you look at the, so here we have the so-called Kitaev point, where here, you just get that so-called model. So, blue side means Z coupling, green means X, and red means Y. So this mean phase equal pi half, but for the so-called sodium so-called compound, you are maybe more here in this so-called zigzag phase. This is a so-called complicated so-called spiral phase that we found. So it just to show that, you can use a very simple so-called model, just with a few parameters. So this TT prime NU, and you do the so-called Schrieffer-Wolf so-called transformation at really large U, and you find this very huge so-called unit cell. Here you get a 12 black side on a so-called unit cell. So, and one thing that we try to work on, and we try to dope the material and look at new so-called superconductivity, is to find some so-called duality between the so-called phases. In fact, you can really relate the so-called zigzag phase with the Nell phase. You can apply some gauge so-called transformation on site and link the two problems. Okay, so this is clear, this part? Is there some point to be addressed or zero? It's all clear? Okay. I have one thing that I have two notes to make. And then I go to the so-called superconductivity side, okay? So two notes. You could tell me, after all this time, we just show that here you get some Nell order, and here you get the Kane-Mellet type phase. It's true. So then we still go on, and we ask, can we find new phases? How should we find a mode phase where we show that we have so-called topological excitation? And we can. So this is another work we do. So here it's another note, because it's a different model. So we just go back to the so-called Haldane model and with boson. One flavor. So here we have the so-called Haldane so-called model. So we have the triangular loop and we have the pi half phases here. And we had the U-turn. And I don't want to enter into this big so-called detail, but when we have so-called boson, we have so-called super free type of so-called ground state, and here we found two. But at halfling, you have so-called one boson per site. And here we found a mod phase. And the main so-called difference between so-called boson and fermions is that the boson so-called mode state occur at so-called weaker U. And so-called because of that, if you do, the strong coupling so-called theory here, and you look at the excitation, so here we have the mode gap, we have the so-called Onnekamp cell, so we have two bands, we have two so-called particle bands and two hole bands. And what we found is when we look at the particle bands, So if you put some, you say, you shine light, you do Arthes experiment at half reading, and you shine with a frequency that is between the two so-called particle bands, then you find some so-called particle Hodge modes, which are chiral, and would move to the edge. And if you look at the lifetime of this mode, it's much longer for boson because of this range of nuclei. So here it's one case where a priori you have one mode phase and still, I mean, you can shine light and find this age excitation in a two dimension.
I have a question. Yes? So you gave you claim to give a very general gauge argument, you know, for the fermion case.
Yes.
Which ruled out this sort of a topological Mott insulator. But
yes.
How does that change when you go to bosons? That should still be true.
Yes, thank you for the point. So here I should have stressed that the arguments that I gave were just for the so-called Ken-Mealy term. I use the form of gap which is like this. And this come, I mean, the Tauzi so-called matrix come from this Hamiltonian that we had. Oh, so here the Tauzi is this Tauzi. And I change of sign if I have spin up a particle and so-called spin down a particle. But the argument that I gave so-called does not work for, I mean, this model, so-called for example, here we could have found so-called maybe some new spin, so-called liquid here. So, I mean...
But I guess the gauge argument, so the Tauzi thing tells you you'll get spin order if you can
yes.
The monopoles. But
yes.
Even without that, unless you have matter, I guess you expect not to find a U1 spin liquid in 2D?
Yeah, yes, sure. But,
so is it supposed to be a Z2 spin liquid or something?
Here we don't have the... Okay, so it's more complicated. So here it's not for the ground state. So I mean, so this I should answer maybe like this. I mean, the ground state is not a topological phase. I mean, we have a loop of so-called current on each so-called triangular placket here, but they are not so-called long-range order. I mean, the currents are, you know, so-called perturbative in T square in each so-called placket. Okay? So, I mean, the mode phase of the ground state is so-called not a topological mode phase. But if you look on top of the ground state, the so-called particle hole pairs are chiral. I mean, that's all what I mean. Okay? Then the so-called second note is if, I mean, you can find so-called model, I mean, linked with the idea of can you get some spin liquid or not. Just with graphene. Here, I mean, we look at a very simple so-called model on so-called square lattice that, I mean, they can build with artificial means. And if you just put the gamma so-called parameter zero and V zero here, I mean, here you just get the so-called Harper problem in so-called two dimension. But here the phase so-called depends on spin. And we found that this is very nice because if you tune the alpha parameter, you have Dirac cone. And if you tune this parameter, you tune the number of so-called Dirac points. And then you can apply the Largenne theory that we know in a two dimension, and where we know well that we should pass directly from semi-metal to an L phase. And here we check that. I mean, we check that if you change the number of so-called Dirac points here with this the alpha parameter, the U so-called critical to reach the mode phase yields this air boot theory where we found some Q-square behavior. So, okay, so here it's sort of a nice way to argue that just for Abbard, you should not get the spin so-called liquid phase for so-called graphene, because we know well that for so-called large N, I mean, they are very nice tools to show that we pass so-called directly from a semi-metal to metal, just for Abbard. Okay? So these were the two notes on this. Okay. Now I go to the so-called second point. So I change so-called little, but I will make a bridge with what we talk about. So now I start with so-called superconductivity, okay? And I will make a bridge with the so-called Onnekamp so-called lattice in a few minutes. So at the moment, I start with very so-called general argument. I just start with a so-called BCS argument. And I have some F fermions and A and B flavors. It can be spin, it can be more complex quantum numbers. And if we want to solve that Hamiltonian, it's a priori feasible because we just get a quadratic form. So we use, I mean, the BDG form and the Nambu basis. And we try to so-called combine the excitation into particle and holes. So here, I mean, you get the usual so-called BCS U and V coefficient. But now, if you look so-called more carefully, want to know, we apply a field and we have the vortices at some point that appear, or we have edge mode. And I want to look more deeply at structures of this edge mode and vortices. And at a very general level, you can show that the eigenvalue, come in pair. We have particle band and the valence band. And so if you find a state psi with this so-called coefficient with the energy E, then you should find a state. So this matrix here is just the sigma x matrix. And this state should be the eigenstate, but with the opposite eigenvalue. Now, if we want to so-called find a so-called topological phase, we want to look close to E equals zero. So if I say E equals zero, then this state should be that state, okay? So if I put a star, I should put some so-called star here. And this implies that if we find some so-called zero modes at zero energy, it means that V equals U star, based on that simple argument. So if we find some mode at zero energy, then we found the state of that form. And we can show that this state is real, because it is own so-called complex so-called conjugate. So this is called so-called Majorana fermion, but this is a very general argument. Now there are so-called various so-called cases where we know that we should care about the Majorana so-called particle in our field. And one known case is a piece so-called plus IP so-called superconductor. So here the Dirac form, comes from the so-called pairing term. If you want to have a L equal 1 angular so-called momentum, then the gap must be odd if you change Q in so-called minus Q. So you get that form, but here the so-called kinetic term is, just a normal, just the Q square type. And then the question is, can we find some so-called bound state if we approach the so-called vortices? And so for the P plus IP so-called superconductor, you can do a very nice argument. I mean, if you look close to the so-called Dirac point, so at small q, then you can really so-called neglect the q-square term. And you can solve the Dirac form equation. And you find that, you can, based on so-called realistic so-called solution, I mean, you get one bound state, so-called localized on, the vortex curve. Of course, you have to pay attention to the value of mu, but okay. So here it's a so-called one case where we know that, we can have this very nice so-called bound state. Now, if you think about the so-called Onnekamp so-called lattice, it's the same. You would like to put the Dirac term here, because you hop from, one side to next. And here, maybe you could have an S wave cap, because, you just so-called transfer the Dirac form here to here. But if you do that, it's so-called not enough. I don't want to go into this so-called detail here, but if you hop, so here you just have so-called graphene, so-called band so-called structure here. But now the gap so-called form is so-called more complicated because you have the, the gap coupled so-called spin up and spin down. So here it involves the sigma y component, and the tau y mean here the valley index, and this eta matrix is a purely mathematical trick here. Here you can solve things, but. The good news is you find a bound state because of this so-called Dirac form. But you find four so-called zero modes. And it's very simple to show because here you get this so-called component here. So you just entangle spin and valley. So because you get this valley index and spin, you get four zero modes. For S-wave superconductors. Then at half filling, you can really prove that these modes are there based on a more so-called general theory. And you can split them. But here, the only thing we can do is split four into two, because we can apply a field, and we split the four modes into. But the main point is here, this mode are not so-called topological. Why? Because you could say that you put a field, they move from zero energy. Or you can solve the problem by ED. You can solve the problem on a small. So here it's not too nice, the picture, but OK. So here you solve, the full so-called problem on a small so-called cluster. And you look how the zero so-called energy mode goes with say, R. R is the so-called radius of the vortex. And here we so-called compare the energy to, the Károlyi energy. And what we found is, when you have the Dirac so-called theory that apply, it means that you have a large vortex. So, when R is large, you find that this mode so-called goes to zero. And more, you just reduce the vortex size, and you couple all Q state in a wave vector space, and now you see that the mode moves from zero energy. So this phase here, it's very simple to have these modes, but here they are not so-called topologically so-called protected because of this valley and spin. Okay? So now, after this work, we say, how can we build something nice with this so-called graphene? And so-called, we decided to really come back to the Abarth model. So now, I add the Abarth U, we are trafficking. So, as I said, if we look at so-called more complicated model at trafficking, the J1, J2 model, say, here you could have maybe some spin so-called liquid phase. And maybe it helped to, when you dope this so-called system to have some spin gap and some superconductivity. But then, I mean, in these works, we just noticed a very simple fact. If you start from so-called nail phase, I mean, you could have the same thing as we know so-called for so-called cuprates. And we look simply first at, the TJ model. So we start at half filling. And it's a hard so-called problem. The J term is hard. But at a first so-called level, you can so-called mean field, look at this spin term, J1, at a mean field level. And this gives some, like in cuprate, to some pairing component. Now you can do very, we did a lot of things on this system from, and I will show plot about these three paper, with these tools that we apply. But the main point is here. If we look at half filling, close to half filling, you have the Dirac cone. So to have S wave so-called superconductivity is hard because you get a vanishing so-called density of states. And therefore, the pairing gap has a lot of nodes. Here it's all black close to the Dirac points. So this so-called should not help. Now, if you look at the D plus ID state, it's so-called different from, what we heard about the quarter dope case. Because at half filling, here we have the first so-called Brillouin zone, and here are the K point and the so-called K prime point. At half filling, they are decoupled. These 3 points, if you look at the D plus ID so-called ground state, just a D plus ID so-called ground state, you just decouple a priori in this atomic so-called basis, the K and the K prime point. Here I get a phase zero. Here I get a phase so-called 2 pi so-called divided by 3. And here I get a phase 4 pi so-called divided by 3. And then I go back to zero. But through that argument, I would get in that so-called atomic so-called picture. So it means that I don't diagonalize yet the kinetic term. I just look at form factor of pairing term. But based on that, you would simply so-called decouple the 2 points, the K and K prime point. So maybe it would allow to have more complicated things. You could have just a D plus ID state or a combination of D plus ID and D minus ID. I could have the K point with D plus ID and this three black one with D so-called minus ID. So this was the first note that we saw. Now, if you look so-called more carefully, so we did a few so-called treatment. So first, if take into account the so-called Gutwiller so-called projection, close to half filling. We know this very nice work from so-called cuprate and the TJ model. So we apply same tools. And we check that at least the D plus ID so-called order parameters are more favored compared to the so-called S-wave gaps. So here we plot this, so it's linked with the so-called TC at the so-called mean field level. Then we did some simple so-called BDG, so-called spectrum analysis, and we saw that at half filling we would find, just with the D plus ID ground state, at half filling we would find some so-called gapless excitation here. But if you double the system, the nodes are all gap if you just diagonalize the full band theory. Just with the so-called D plus ID ground state. Then we did some very nice quantum so-called Monte Carlo. And so here it's on Rabard. And so-called temperature was, 0.2 times the hopping amplitude. And he played with U-term. And so what we should care about on so-called this plot is the so-called, I mean the so-called connected, so-called susceptibilities. So we need to look at the for each color. So I mean the black one is the so-called diplocid state, and the red is a S wave, and here you get some F wave channels. But the thing that we should care about is the so-called the enhancement of chi due to so-called many body effect. So we need to look at the so-called enhancement between plane curve and so-called Dashler and so-called dash curve for each color when we dope the system. And we saw that the so-called enhancement occurs more, I mean it occurs for maybe all the so-called channel, but it occurs more for the so-called diplocid state. You can go, close to the so-called Voronoff point here, and you find that, the diplocid state is still very nice, it appears. Now, the point that we add is which kind of so-called diplocid ground state. And this is the thing that we worked more, because, we can really have these two kind of so-called ground states. So now I talk about the last paper. And so this was first some so-called FRG that has been done in so-called collaboration with, Carsten Honnekamp. And then we can really attack, the channel from so-called magnetization, so-called channel at half filling. So here, this so-called, the lambda parameter is kind of temperature. We cut the RG flow at a scale which is like an integrity. And we dope the system. So we look at, the competition between this SDW and the so-called diplocid ground state. We could play this, the one with two. But the main thing is about the two so-called ground states that I talk about. Now, we can have the two classes. And this is the main point. Here I really mentioned, based on that simple so-called cartoon, that we could have two kinds of so-called ground state. Just the diplocid so-called ground state. And this is gap. Here you get two edge modes. The two edge modes move in the same so-called direction. Or you could have another ground state, which is, what we call the mixed ground state. It's kind of a Ken-Mele phase where I would have a diplocid phase for the K point, close to half filling, and this called a minus ID phase for the K prime point. And here the two edge modes move in the so-called opposite so-called direction. And here you can have this because you are close to half filling. If you dope the system, then you just start to so-called deplete the Dirac point. And at some point, the two cones would couple. And then you could not have this mixed phase because you just a couple of the 2 points. But close to half filling, you could. And we look so-called more carefully at when you can have these two phases. So we built the TJ type so-called Hamiltonian close to half filling, and we allow to have some so-called finite finite so-called magnetization. And we found that when n is a zero, so you are here, you are not close to half filling, you find the classic, the diplocid state that that we heard with the two modes that move in the same so-called direction. But when you are close to half filling and M increases, we found that you need a critical M, that was not too large, but not too small. You can find this so-called mixed phase, the class A. And we look in so-called more detail at numbers to find the class A. So the main point is close to half filling, you have two so-called possible classes, A or C. And we look at this because we saw that so-called maybe now, I mean, they can build this so-called copper, so-called honeycomb, so-called material. So here was a simple so-called a graphene case with, I mean, a large U and a spin half particle. And I should stress that on the honeycomb so-called lattice, there have been a lot of work on so-called this viscaral superconductors idea. And so-called Fu Chun Zhang has some work on how you can so-called realize maybe some Majorana fermions if you had the spin orbit coupling. And we work more on the now, I mean, the dope so-called iridates, I mean, the dope so-called Heisenberg's Gitaev model and new kind of P plus IP state. Okay, so I will stop here. So I just summarize a few so-called keywords that we talked about. So first about the correlated quantum spin-off phases in a two dimension. Then the so-called magnetism in a mode phase, I mean, that are linked with this very nice so-called Kitaev, so-called Heisenberg type model, maybe linked with this 2D iridates. And then I talk about this so-called D plus ID state for superconductivity on honeycomb lattices. Okay, thank you for your attention.
Time for just one or two questions. Shall I go back to the questions that Andrew asked about the significance? Yeah.
If you like, but I think she answered me at least.
C2? What's that? Your spin leakage. So here, two-dimensional correlate topological. I don't think it's a topological band insulator. You said topological mode insulator, right? So it's a decombinement in 2D. Mm-hmm. Was that the Z2 spin again? Or U1? Was that the question?
Okay. Okay, so I can answer precisely because it's a good question. So
first,
yes, so I try to answer, I mean, this so-called spin liquid here. And I say that for, I mean, the Ken-Mulli type of so-called model, because you get the Tozzi so-called matrix, I mean, you can build a very simple so-called Polyakov argument. Here, you get a mass term that takes this so-called particle. So if you have, I mean, the spin-on so-called sector, I mean, the mass changes of sign between spin-up and so-called spin-down so-called particles. And, I mean, the changes of sign if you change the two so-called sublattices.
Yeah, so we
understand that how is it the sub. And this proves that the so-called monopole so-called confinement leads to XY order.
So it is combined?
Yes, but okay. But tied to this XY order. So but now if you change so-called slightly, I mean, the model, I mean, here, then things are more complicated.
Sure.
And here we could not prove that the spin liquid make so-called could be there. So if
you want spin liquid. I don't think that's...
No. Here, we just say that we find some spin so-called texture. Okay, so here, I don't know what is the phase here. From so-called Z2 argument, this work claims that you may have some spin so-called liquid. Mm-hmm. But for us, we can just say that we look at one or two so-called monopoles, and we look at the spin so-called texture, but I cannot argue what is the long-range profile of this.
But I guess if the monopoles condense, you won't have a spin liquid anymore.
Yeah.
You have some order, I guess. Yeah, it's a good question what the order is. I guess that's what you're...
Mm-hmm. Yes,
yeah.
because here we... I mean, just put one or two. So,
mm-hmm.
I mean, we can have some so-called skirmion type, you know,
yeah.
Things, but...
It's a different...
Yes. Yes.
You combine, you condense,
yes.
And once the confinement occurs, what is the
anyway? Yeah. But I would say unless you're, like, spin-ons pair or something, or unless you're, let's say, form some quantum Hall state...
Yes.
It'll be hard to get some...
No, it's very so-called simple to show, like in the Ken Miller so-called model. If you look at the spin on so-called correlation so-called function, ZDK varies so-called rapidly. So here we found that it's still, the same for that model.
But they have a gap, don't they? In the strand structure, in the mean field?
Yes, they have a gap.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
All right, so we'll probably have to stop here, and let's thank Yukari again.